I'm sitting in the lobby, guarding the Lamia's corpse with a nearly empty can of paint and trying not to fall asleep, when the Oculus team bangs on the door. I yawn and sidestep Voss's blistered corpse. He looks like he's gone a few rounds with old Sparky, then try to remember the countersign. Ah, that's it. I pull away a strip of tape and tug the door open, and find myself staring up the snout of an H&K carbine. "Is that a gun in your hand, or are you just here to have a wank?" I ask. The gun points somewhere else in a hurry.
"Hey, Sarge, it's a spud from Amsterdam."
"Yeah, and someone's told you to secure the area, haven't they? Where's Sergeant Howe?" I ask, yawning. Daylight makes me feel better. That, and knowing that there's backup. I get sleepy when people stop shooting at me. Then I have nightmares. Not a good combination.
"Over here."
They're dressed in something not unlike fire service hazmat gear, and the wagons are painted cheerful cherry red with luminous yellow stripes. If they weren't armed to the teeth with automatic weapons, you'd swear they were only here because somebody had phoned in a toxic chemical release warning. But the pump nozzles above the cabs aren't there to spray water, and that lumpy thing on the back isn't a spotlight. It's a grenade launcher. The inspector comes up behind me, staggering slightly in the daylight.
"What's going on?" she asks.
"Here, meet Scary Spice and Sergeant Howe. Sarge, Scary, meet Detective Inspector Sullivan. The first thing you need to do is to go round the site and shoot out every closed-circuit TV camera you can see, or that can see you. Got that? And webcams. And door cams. See a camera, smash it. That's the rule."
"Cameras, right."
Sergeant Howe looks mildly skeptical, but nods.
"It's definitely cameras."
"Who are these guys?" asks Josephine. "Artists' rifles. They work with us," I say. Scary nods, deeply serious. "Listen, you go outside, do anything necessary to keep the local emergency services off our backs. If you need backup, ask Sergeant Howe here. Sarge, she's basically sound and she's working for us on this, okay?" She doesn't wait for confirmation, just shoves past me and heads out into the daylight, blinking and shaking her head. I carry on briefing the Oculus guys. "Don't worry about anything that uses film. It's the closed-circuit TV variety that's hostile. And, oh, try to make sure that you are never in view of more than one of them at a time."
"And don't walk on the cracks in the pavement or the bears will get us. Check."
Howe turns to Scary Spice.
"Okay, you heard the man. Let's do it."
He glances at me.
"Anything inside?"
"We're taking care of it," I say. "If we need help, we'll ask."
"Check."
Scary is muttering into his throat mic, and fake firemen with entirely authentic fire axes are walking around the bushes along the side of the building, as if searching for signs of combustion.
"Okay, we'll be out here."
"Is Angleton in the loop, or the captain?"
"Your boss is on his way out here by chopper. Ours is on medical leave. You need to escalate. I'll get you the lieutenant."
"Okay." I duck back into the reception area, then nerve myself to go back into the development pool at the rear of the building, below the offices and above the labs. Site Able is a small departmental satellite office, small for security reasons. 10 systems engineers, a couple of manager dog's bodies, and a security officer. Most of them are right here, right now, and they're not going anywhere. I walk around the service core in the dim glow of the emergency light, bypassing splashes of green paint that look black in the red glow. The octagonal developer pool at the back is also dimly illuminated. There are no windows, and the doors are triple-sealed with rubber gaskets impregnated with fine copper mesh, and some of the partitions have been blown over. The whole place is ankle-deep in white mist, left over from the Halon dump system that went off when the first bodies exploded. Good thing the air conditioning continued to run, or the place would be a gas trap. The webcams are all where I left them, in a trash can at the foot of the spiral staircase up to level 1, cables severed with my multi-tool, just to make sure nobody tries to plug them back in again. The victims? Well, I have to step over one of them to get up the staircase. It's pretty gross, but I've seen dead bodies before, including burn cases, and at least this was fast. But I don't think I'm going to forget the smell in a hurry. In fact, I think I'm going to have nightmares about it tonight, and maybe get drunk and cry on Moe's shoulder several times over the next few weeks until I've got it out of my system. But for now, I shove it aside and step over them. Got to keep moving, that's the main thing. Unless I want there to be more of them.
and on my conscience. At the top of the staircase there's a narrow corridor and partitioned offices, also lit by the emergency lights. I follow the sound of key clicks to Voss's office, the door of which is ajar. Potted cheese plants wilting in the artificial light, puke-brown anti-static carpet, ministry-issue desks. Nobody can accuse Q Division's brass of living high on the hog. Andy's sitting in front of Voss's laptop, tapping away with a strange expression on his face.
"Oculus is in place," I report. "Found anything interesting?"
Andy points at the screen.
"We're in the wrong fucking town," he says mildly.
I circle the desk and lean over his shoulder.
"Oh, shit. You can say that again if you like."
It's an email CC'd to Voss, sent over our intranet to a Mike McLuhan. Subject, meeting. Sender, Harriet.
Oh, shit. Twice over. Something stinks.
"Hey, I was supposed to be in a meeting with her today," I say.
"A meeting?"
Andy looks up, worried.
"Yeah. Bridget got a hair up her ass about running a BSA-authorized software audit on the office, the usual sort of make-work. Don't know that it's got anything to do with this, though." "A software audit? Didn't you know licensing and compliance handles that on a blanket department-wide basis? We were updated on it about a year ago."
"We were..." I sit down heavily on the cheap plastic visitor's chair. What are the chances this McLuhan guy put the idea into Harriet's mind in the first place? What are the chances it isn't connected?
"McLuhan, the medium is the message. Scorpion stare. Why do I have a bad feeling about this?"
Andy sends me a worried look.
"Another possibility, boss man. What if it's an internal power play? The software audit's a cover. Purloined letter style, hiding something fishy in plain sight when nobody will look at it twice until it's too late."
"Nonsense. Bridget's not clever enough to blow a project wide open just to discredit..."
His eyes go wide. "Are you sure of that? I mean, really and truly sure? Bet your life sure?"
"But the body count..."
He's shaking his head in disbelief.
"So it was all a prank and it was meant to begin and end with Daisy, but it got a bit out of control, didn't it? These things happen. You told me the town police camera network's capable of end-to-end tracking and zone handoff, didn't you? My guess is someone in this office, Voss maybe, followed me to the car pound and